One lady who certainly hasn't stopped moving and participated very well yesterday over in Berlin at the World Para-Athletic European Championships in Berlin. Picking up a gold along the way is Orla Barry, and she joins me on the telephone now. Orla, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. A massive, massive, massive congratulations from us all here in CIY 104 FM. And I know I speak on behalf of everybody out in the general area or general listenership from East Cork down to West Waterford. A massive congratulations, yeah?
Thanks very much. I'm delighted with my performance.
At this stage, how many medals are going to be at home in the mantelpiece?
Well, that was my 9th from a major championship. So that would be from Europeans, World Championships and Paralympics.
Right. Okay. And of course, this year, I suppose, as in every competition, the competition gets greater and bigger and more formidable, does it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. I suppose Paralympic sport is growing in general and it's tougher to get yourself on the podium. And even before that, it's tough to get onto the team itself. We have 10 athletes out here and they're like the best Paralympic athletes we have in the country. And there's many other athletes, you know, that could have been taken, but we just take the best 10. And as I said, it's tough to get onto the team itself. And then when you come out here, it's tough to get onto the podium.
Absolutely. And what drives a young girl from Ladysbridge on and motivates her to even participating in championships of this stature and then going along and winning? What motivates her, Orla?
Well, just to better your personal best would be a huge motivating factor. And every year we have either a Europeans or World Championships or a Paralympics. So to go out and compete at your best and to try and produce a personal best would be your main motivating factor.
Okay. And I mentioned to you off air there, you have, we had a press release there from Will Downing, who I'm sure you know. Ireland have picked up 4 gold medals in the space of 24 hours at the championships. Jason Smith, Greta, pronounce that name again.
Stramikita.
They each won 200 and 1500 metre golds respectively. And then your discus gold has been matched in another category by Noel Linehan. You know Noel, but she was competing in a different category, yeah?
Yeah, a different category for a different disability. And we also have Niamh McCarthy as a discus thrower as well. She's throwing on Sunday. And we have many other athletes as well going to be competing until Sunday. And I'd imagine there'll be a few more medals come our way.
Is it important as a Paralympic, is it important that you get out there and compete every bit as diligently as an able-bodied person?
Yeah, we train just as hard as they do. We are elite athletes and we train every day, 24/7 athlete, and we just go and we do our best the same way as able-bodied athletes do.
Absolutely. And of course, your mum and dad, Tom and Nuala Barry, East Cork Dairy Services, they must be ultra proud of their daughter Orla at this stage, are they?
Yeah, they're out here at the moment as well, and they love coming out to the competitions and they enjoy seeing me do well, and they know that I work hard during the year and they can see that the work hard is paying off.
And you're returning home on Monday. Now that you've achieved your gold, is it a case of sit back on your laurels, or do you keep supporting your fellow athletes? Have you any more competition facing in Berlin now?
No, my season is finished now, but I will be looking at planning next year for the World Championships, which will be on in November.
And where are they taking place?
In Dubai next year.
Dubai 2019?
Yeah.
My God, it must be great to see the world, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah, but a lot of the time you don't get to see the cities that you visit because you just see the hotel and the training track and the competition track, and that's it.
Okay. What is the, you know, you've been in Berlin now for this championship and you've been participating in many championships. If I was to ask you for the high moment of your achievement so far, would it have been the first medal you ever won, or does it progress from there? What would be the highlight of your career so far?
Yeah, well, the first major championship I would have won was the Europeans in 2012. That would have been a special moment. And then 2 years ago, I would have shown my personal best at the Europeans in 2016. So that's probably a standout performance for me as well.
Okay. And low moments, have there been low moments? Like, have you really gone hell for leather for to achieve a target and or a PB and haven't achieved it? Would that be categorised as a low moment, or does it motivate you?
Yeah, well, with all goals, there's going to be highs and lows, no matter whether it's a sporting goal or any other kind of goal in your life. So, yeah, there would be lows, but without the lows, you can't have the highs. So you just take them and you deal with it and you get on with it.
Slightly controversial funding-wise, do you believe that the government is doing enough for funding the Paralympians in Ireland, or could more be done?
Well, in fairness to Paralympics Ireland and Sport Ireland, we are well looked after. But to be honest, it's the media, I think, that needs to get on board with us a bit more. We've had no journalists out here. They've no interest in covering our sport. And it's a disgrace to think that we won 4 gold medals in the last 24 hours and there was nobody here to send back to Ireland to show in Ireland what we're doing.
Well, I have to admit, I concur with that, because I was researching when Patrick Mulcahy told me that I was having the privilege of speaking to you at 1:10, and I was having problems finding your achievements on the website. So I concur with you there. Like, is that due to, what would you attribute that to?
Well, when we ask questions, we're told it's budget cuts, that the money isn't there to send journalists out.
Sorry, Orla, can I just ask you to move ever so slightly, because it was perfect there now, but I just seem to be losing it there now again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's perfect now again.
We're often told that it's because of budget cuts that the journalists aren't out covering our sport, but the equivalent of what we're competing in, the swimming was on in Dublin last week. And RT couldn't come out to the National Aquatic Centre in Dublin. So if they can't go to Dublin, well, then they're not going to travel very far for it.
Does that dishearten you, Orla, as a member of the Paralympian team, like that they're not giving you the due coverage? Does that, or do you, are you in the zone that you want to compete anyway? And like, where, what kind of precedence do you have? Like, what takes priority?
Personally, I do it for myself anyway, and regardless of whether there's one watching or 101 watching, it makes no difference, because I'm doing it for me. But it would be nice for it to be recorded, or even just to have a journalist to write about it and to be here and to see us do it.
Okay. Run me through in 30 seconds or so, run me through a typical day in the life of Orla Barry preparing for a championship of this stature.
Well, out here, like, the work is done by the time you come out here, so you'd only be just doing very short training sessions on the run up to the competition, and then plenty of rest and recovery. But before I would have come out here, there would have been a lot of tough training sessions in the gym and throwing and with my physio as well. So it all kind of adds up to the big performance on the day.
Okay. And what was it that pointed you or brought you towards discus throwing?
I started off first in swimming years ago, and then I was just encouraged to try out different sports. And athletics was one of them. And discus seemed to come to the forefront as it being my best.
Okay, so you went and chased that. Have there been other ones that you tried and didn't feel comfortable?
Yeah, I would have tried shot put and javelin as well. But I think naturally I'm just a better discus thrower.
And, well, we all echo those sentiments. And having achieved now what is a brilliant result, Can you see other disciplines or other avenues for you to go besides discus? Are you happy to remain within that circle?
Oh, I think I'm happy to just remain within this circle.
If you pardon the pun, remain in the circle. That just kind of flowed out there. What do you say, Orla, to people who might be struggling with disabilities and, you know, at a loose end? What do you say to them if they feel, you know, maybe this is something that I could do?
Well, I think if you're someone with a disability, you should probably take on the attitude that nothing should get in your way. And if you want to do something, just go out and do it. And it might be a bit harder or it might take longer for you to do it. But look, if it's what you want, go out and do it.
Now, you've retained your gold medal that you won 2 years ago. You've achieved your goal for now. You're speaking about 2019, the World Championships in Dubai. Are there other competitions in between now and then?
Yeah, there will be, yeah. I'm not sure yet because I haven't put my plan together for next year, but I would be doing other competitions in the meantime.
Okay. I can see now, you're well able to talk, and I can't understand for the life of me how more media aren't covering it. Is it something you'll be addressing when you come back?
Well, it's not really my place to do that, but I know of other athletes that are out here. We're all a little bit disappointed that we're not getting media coverage. So hopefully we'll feed back to them and they'll realise that the people in Ireland do want to watch us and, you know, it would be good for them to show it on television.
Well, as I speak to you now, I'm looking at you here on RT News so I'm looking at you here, so they are covering it. They must be listening to CRY 104 FM, are they?
They must be.
You see, it all starts on your community radio. And Orla, listen, I have to say, I am so proud and so happy and delighted to be speaking with you today. And long may it continue, and we wish you the best of success. I'm going to give it 30 seconds there to sum up your feelings for the last, you know, the high of retaining your gold medal. In 30 seconds or more, take it away and tell me, sum up your feelings in the last 24, 48 hours.
Well, in just a couple of words, really, like, I'm just delighted to have come out and achieved the goal that I wanted. And I can relax now with my gold medal and take a couple of weeks off and then get back into planning for next year.
And the homecoming?
I'm not so sure about things like that now, but I'm sure when I get home, we'll have a few celebrations, all right.
And I'm sure you'll keep us posted here in CRY, won't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Orla Barry, the heartiest of congratulations from us all here. We wish you the best of success in everything you choose to do in the future. I know it's early days to be talking about the World Championships in 2019, but look, you sound like a lady that's very grounded and has her mind in the right place. We wish you the best of luck. Congratulations to your mum and dad as well, to Tom and Nuala and everyone else who's out there with you, to the whole Irish team. There is a prospect of more medals for the Irish team, so you say, yeah?
There is, definitely, yeah. Watch this space.
Watch this space, and you'll keep us informed, will you?
Yeah, I will.
Orla Barry, our regards to everyone out there, to Tom and Nuala and everyone else out there, to your whole team, your physios, your management, your trainers, to your other three colleagues who have so far done the business winning gold. It is no mean achievement, lads. 4 gold medals in less than 24 hours. That is some achievement and we wish you the very best, okay?
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Orla. Thank you very much. Have a nice day and the best of luck, okay? And we'll talk to you when you come back. All right.
Okay, yeah.
Cheers, Orla. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.